This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Yes, the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Jerry, what took you so long? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Cost yourself millions. I love it. Jerry waits and waits and waits, and now the Cowboys are not going to be as good as they would have been because the money you pay Dak, every dollar over what you would have paid him, right? Like, you could have gotten him for 32 a couple years ago. Every dollar you pay more now is a dollar you can't pay another player. Boy, it takes some, like, it really, for the Giants to keep their heads up in this division, it really takes some bad GMing. You know, fortunately, they play in the NFC East. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline.
The Dallas Cowboys have come to terms on a new deal with quarterback Dak Prescott.
From Adam Schefter, it appears Dak Prescott has agreed to a four-year, $160 million deal with the Cowboys.
$66 million signing bonus. First of all, before it sounds like I'm just hating on Dak, I'm happy for Dak. Dak just got paid. Good for him. No, like, he earned it, of course. It's not like people act like players hit the lottery. Players don't hit a lottery. Players are elite athletes who put in work, unlike most people can imagine, from the time they're little kids to earn this moment. They didn't just scratch a ticket. They didn't pick some numbers. It's not how it works. So, and they're in such competitive industries, and they're the best in the world get this kind of money. Or at least in Dak's case, like the 11th best in the world. And that's the problem. He's getting paid like he's the second best in the world, and he's like the 11th best in the world, or the 9th best in the world. Or you want to be generous, say the 7th best in the world at his position. But that's what Jerry gets for kicking the can down the road on the negotiation. Want to hear something crazy, though? Dak got paid so little, Jerry could argue he actually didn't lose money on this deal because, you know, I'm like, wait, 2 years ago, why don't you pay him, you know, 2 years ago, sign him up for $25 million. Not 18 months ago, but 2 years ago. But they were paying him $2 million at the time. You saved $23 million on that year alone. Jerry barely loses money, but the way he did it is, you know, in order for that to make sense, then during the rookie window contract, when you're milking it and you're juicing this dude and you're not paying him, then you got to win something. He didn't win anything. They just let that go by and they didn't do anything. But 4 years, $160 million to Dak Prescott, according to Adam Schefter, ESPN's very own. 126 guaranteed, 66 signing bonus, highest in NFL history, $75 million due in year one. Ooh, it's a good year. Something tells me Dak is going to remember 2021 like Sinatra. It was a very good year, right? He's gonna remember 2021. Yo, Dak, what was the best year for you? Dude, 2021. We were coming out of a pandemic. There were vaccinations, and I made 75 mil. All in that. Really? All in that year? Yeah, all in that year. How did that happen? Jerry Jones, brother. Thank God for him. He botched my negotiation so bad. Jerry Jones had very little. Once they got to the 11th hour, what choice did Jerry Jones have? Franchise him and have the whole thing count against the cap this year? You really didn't have any cap room. This way you get $15 million in relief this year by prorating the signing bonus over, you know, many years. And they need that $15 million of relief. They're up against it. And otherwise, you know, what, are you going to let them walk out the door? And then you have no quarterback at all? You talk about a lottery ticket. Cowboys hit the lottery when they drafted Dak in the fourth round. You're going to have nothing to show for it? No, they were in a bad spot. They really had very little choice. And it's not like Dak and his agent let him off the hook. Okay, guys, like, look, let's do 38. No, like, no. We got you. Now we're going to turn the screws. Deal is technically for 6 years, but voids to four. So it helps Dallas against the salary cap. And it can be worth up to $164 million, according to Adam Schefter. Dak is second to Tony Romo in 300-yard passing games with 15 and also has 15 game-winning drives. We're talking about among Cowboys quarterbacks here. Dak Prescott has a 42-27 record with 1,734 passing yards to go along with 106 touchdown passes and 40 interceptions. Of course, the passing game keeps evolving. So you can't really – comparing Romo and then especially Dak's numbers to like Troy Aikman is not apples to apples. Romo was a very good quarterback, as is Dak. In their day, Aikman was the best of the three, and then Romo, and then Dak, although I would probably trade Romo's past for Dak's future. I anticipate by the end of all this we'll say it was Aikman 1, Dak 2, and Romo 3. Alex in Florida, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, I was just wondering, what do you think about the idea of Alex Smith going to New England, them re-signing Cam Newton and using him as a Taysom Hill, as did Sean Payton in New Orleans?
First of all, Alex, how old are you?
14.
Very good. Listen, it's 3:07, so you just got out of school and called the radio first thing?
Nah, it's spring break.
Oh, okay, never mind. Good. I was hoping. I like it better when kids cut school to listen to me on the radio. I prefer that. It's very important to listen to this show and to make it a big hit success show. Alex, I like the way you're thinking, in fact. I think that's an interesting idea, and you're thinking outside the box. I don't think that will wind up happening. But now tell me, go through the whole thought again. What steps do they take?
I think they re-sign Cam Newton, go after Alex Smith for
and Alex Smith is
million.
Like Drew Brees, and Cam Newton is like Taysom Hill?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like that, you know, it's funny because I don't think that'll happen. I think the Patriots can wind up with someone better than Alex Smith, but you're right. That is a low-cost way, if you want to be creative with the offense, to get creative. Alex Smith was the number one overall draft pick for a reason. I mean, you know, he shouldn't have been because Aaron Rodgers was in that draft and went 20-something. But Alex Smith can make quick reads, get the ball out quick. That's what Bill Belichick likes. And then if you have Cam Newton just as a football player who can also throw the ball, that's an interesting use of him too. I don't know that Cam would be into that, but you know what? I don't know that he'd be not into it either. Alex from Florida, who's 14 years old, just had a very interesting out-of-the-box suggestion. I like it. Raj, we should have stuff to give away for good calls, you know? On spring break, 14 years old. Alex, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
So is it all football with like at school? Is what like you and your friends talk about football? Is it football, NBA? Is there anything else that you guys talk about in terms of sports?
It's only football, NBA.
Football and NBA, that's it. See, when I was your age, people still cared about baseball. Not as much with young kids anymore. Any boxing or MMA, you guys talk about that at all?
Conor McGregor sometimes.
Kind of sometimes, but mainly football and NBA. In which order? Football or NFL or NBA? What comes first?
For me, it's NBA football, then a little UFC.
There it is. Oh, Alex from Florida. This is an excellent call, Alex. Well done. Mike in Florida, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Mike in Florida.
Hey, Max, thanks for taking my call. I'm actually out in Texas. Wanted to compliment Alex there for saying, yes, sir, I'm a coach, so I take that pretty seriously. Man, this Dak deal, as a diehard Cowboys fan, I'm really happy for Dak, super excited. I think he deserves a really good deal. I got to be honest with you. I think when I sum up Dak in one word, ceiling, I just think he's reached his ceiling. And not that we can't win a Super Bowl with that. We definitely got to tune up the defense and stuff. I just, you know, when I thought that we might get Russell Wilson, and then, you know, you hear Deshaun Watson is wants to leave Houston, knowing the kind of owner that we have, that's one of the few silver linings. He's crazy. I really think he only cares about money. And I mean, who can blame him? Cause he makes a ton of it. But at the end of the day, you know, winning should be the most important thing. And I think that's one of the reasons he, you know, as you say, kick the can down the road with the Dak deal in the first place. That's one of the reasons, you know, that we haven't really had a lot of success lately. And it's because there's no true leader. And I hope Dak can be that leader. I think
I'll say this because we have Clarence Hill, Cowboys writer since 97, the Fort Worth Telegram, who's about to join me on the Goodyear hotline. But I'll say this. I don't think Dak has reached his ceiling. And the reason for that is earlier in his career, when he was good not turning the ball over. I would say where Dak would come up short is not that he would make a bad play, but there were two or three better plays left on the field when he made his choice. There were better choices to be made, but he avoided the worst choice. But, you know, in terms of, you know, if you had to order the choices to make on a given play, he didn't always take the first or second best choice, right? But I think he got better at that as time went on, and that was my main criticism of him. I think Dak is an excellent athlete and a very good quarterback with upside. But at the moment, he's being paid like he's an elite quarterback, and he is not that yet. The Rams and Eagles live to regret their decision on those big contracts for Goff and Wentz, who are in the same quarterback class as Dak. Will the Cowboys? Clarence Hill of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. What's up, man? Hey, who's saying that the Cowboys, that Dak is not a leader? I mean, I just came in and heard somebody question the leadership.
No, I think everyone recognized Dak's leadership ability, you know?
Okay, I was just curious. I heard you can question a lot of things, but one thing you can't question is his leadership.
No, I think the previous caller was saying that the Cowboys under Jerry Jones have been rudderless in terms of leadership, and he's hoping that Dak can become the leader the franchise needs because they don't have that at the highest levels of the franchise. And what I've always heard about Dak is he makes every group he plays with, third stringer, second stringer, it doesn't matter, practice, whatever, a better version of themselves. And as Tom Brady has shown, that may be the most important attribute of a quarterback.
There's no doubt. And again, you look at Dak Prescott and just look at what transpired the last year. You know, he gained value after getting hurt because the team fell apart. You know, they clearly fell apart without him being on the field, being in the locker room. And that's certainly a testimony to his leadership. And again, you know, it's funny to me that we're in this numbers game and we're talking about who deserves what. This has always been how it's done. You know, the next guy gets the most money. There was a time when Jimmy Garoppolo was the highest paid quarterback in the league after seven starts.
Not in terms
not
of guarantees, though.
The most deserving.
McLaren's not in terms
he
of
was
guarantees.
The next guy.
Not in guarantees, Jimmy wasn't. I mean, he signed, but at the time, it looked like an upper middle
salary.
Class deal.
We're talking about average annual salary. I mean, there are a lot of metrics we can do. I mean, there was a time when Matt Stafford was the highest paid quarterback in the league with no Super Bowl, playoff wins. I mean, that's
what I mean, Clarence.
Done.
It's always been a mistake. Just because everyone keeps banging their head against the wall doesn't mean you have to. It's always been a mistake. I was against the Goff signing. I was against the Wentz signing. I'm against this signing philosophically as a franchise. Just because quarterbacks, it's like the comparison I make is the NBA, right? There are, let's say, five or six players in a given year, sometimes it's five, sometimes it's seven, who could be the best player on a championship team. So once those guys are on their teams, the other teams, like someone who's really good, Bradley Beal or someone, you know, is available. Of course they're going to sign him to as much as they can pay, because without him, what do they have? But if that person, unless you have a kind of culture and draft picks and stuff where you can pair him with someone even better than him, you ain't winning a championship. And now you're stuck because you don't have the flexibility really to get better. That's the issue with quarterbacks who are less than elite but get paid like they are.
Okay, let's dive into that issue. You know, the biggest issue, the biggest pushback for most people was what they paid Dak, especially in a 2020 cap year where the money is down. They won't have enough money to pay anybody else. Well, the genius of this deal is that his cap number is less than it would have been on the franchise tag.
Yeah, that's
true.
And
it's also less than, say, the Eagles are paying for a guy like Carson Wentz, who's not even on the team. His cap number is a very cap-friendly $22 million this year. Mm-hmm. If you told me that you could get Dak for $22 million under the cap, and you talk about, you know, percentage of the cap for quarterback, that's what you
agreed.
Want. And that's
agreed.
What the Cowboys did. So, well, what's my point is, as we get caught up into the numbers, you have to look at the cap numbers of each year, and as the Cowboys have...
But, Clarence, you're relying on that cap number ballooning as anticipated necessarily, right? It's got to balloon
now.
No doubt,
and that's what's going to happen. And you know that's what's going to happen. We know the TV deals are coming down the pike.
Yeah.
We also know that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones are involved in the discussions on the TV deals.
Okay, so why? So, Clarence, Clarence Hill, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, on the Goodyear Hotline, Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Why did Jerry wait this long?
Because Jerry tried to win. And then, you know, it's funny because, you know, these are negotiations for Jerry. Jerry, you know, this is what he does. This is business. He's going to try to win every negotiation, okay? He's going to try to win. At the end of the day, if he wants you, he's going to do what it takes to keep you. But he's going to try to win. They calculated wrong. 2 years ago, they could have got Dak for $30 million, okay, before the 2019 season. Last year, they could have got him, you know, for $35 million. They would have just gave up on the fifth-year deal, which they ended up giving up on. You know, but they try to win, and they realize at this point they couldn't win, and Dak had all the leverage. And the bottom line for the Cowboys is they always wanted to keep Dak, and they're able to keep Dak.
I understand the analysis, and I would even say Jerry can argue cost-benefit analysis. If I would have, like, you know, because I would say, Jerry, go back and forget about 18 months, 2 years, and when he's making $2 million a year, sign him up for 25 a year. Now, who wouldn't take that at that point when you have risk of injury and a lot of time before you're really going to get paid? And he might say, yeah, but that's a $23 million difference. And when you add that all up, I didn't really come out that far behind. My problem is the time to make hay is on the rookie deal. The Cowboys did nothing on Dak's rookie deal. Nothing. And like they did not make hay. They didn't do anything. They didn't win. And so now you're at the point where Dak is getting paid like a guy, and this was my criticism of Wentz. When, you know, McNabb had to put up with this, but McNabb actually was good enough to overcome for deficiencies on the Eagles back in the day, right? They're always in the NFC Championship game, even when he gets paid. Wentz gets paid, and everyone starts complaining about what the team doesn't have, and I'm like, hey, you got to make up for that if you're making that money. That's how it goes in the NFL among the elite quarterbacks who get paid like that. The successful ones can make up for it. Is Dak at the level where he can make up for other deficiencies? Clarence Hill.
And I guess that's what we're going to find out. My issue is that Dak deserved to get paid. It was his time. He was the best bargain in sports for 4 years. He deserved his payday just like everybody else.
Sure.
Now, the other issue is, will that payday pay off for the Cowboys going forward? Will this result in Dak leading them to a Super Bowl or whatever else, which is the ultimate goal? That's what's left out there. And that's what everybody needs to find out. He's going to need some help. The Cowboys are going to have to do a better job building a team around him. Can he lift the offense up? Yeah, Dak can do some things. This offense is going to be explosive. It was explosive last year. They need to do a better job of making better decisions on defense and the other guys they pick. But you can look at other quarterbacks. Since, you know, and we all like to talk about, well, it's okay for Russell Wilson to get paid because he's won a Super Bowl. Well, he won a Super Bowl when they had the best defense in the league. Since he's been paid, he has not won.
Yeah, but he got – hold up. He got back to a Super Bowl. He came – Clarence, he came one play away. Hold on. Russell Wilson came one play away from winning the Super Bowl after he got paid. Russell Wilson also has been – Russell Wilson
– people to say that –
Clarence, hold on.
Through the interception that cost the game.
Nevertheless, it was the last play of the Super Bowl. And Russell Wilson spent a good half decade as the most valuable player over that time in the NFL. That is a different level qualitatively from Dak Prescott.
I understand. But I would tell you, at the end of the day, he got one Super Bowl title. And one, you know, when we're stacking up all the great quarterbacks, he's going to have one title and one he lost because he threw an interception at the end of the game.
That's one more than Dak.
The bottom line is the Cowboys, no one will be happy. And let's be honest, no one will be happy if Dak gets to the Super Bowl and they don't win. No one's happy when you don't win the Super Bowl. It's not an achievement. But again, that's the standard. You're right. That's the standard for Dak. That's the standard for everybody else. That's the standard for – I mean, I look at Green Bay. Green Bay has not won a Super Bowl since the last – they were in Dallas. And Aaron Rodgers has paid two or three times. You know, the frustrating part for Aaron Rodgers is, yeah, it's on me. I have to win because I'm the best quarterback in the league. But my front office, when we have needs on defense, we have needs at receiver, you can't go draft a quarterback in the first round.
Right.
You have to make better decisions around me, and that's what the same thing with the Cowboys.
Yeah,
you can't
but wait, Clarence, this is what I'm saying.
And expect the quarterback to pick up everything. But, yes, he's going to have to do some things as a quarterback in offense to justify the money.
Yes, wait, here we are. Here we are. Here are the quarterbacks who I believe can do that, what you're describing, who can pick it up, right, and make up for deficiencies. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. I think we have to – I mean, Brady didn't do it in New England to the tune of a playoff win when last seen without weapons, but they won 12 games. They got to the playoffs. So Deshaun Watson, and I would also say Russell Wilson. And I suspect also it will be Justin Herbert soon. That's five or six guys. Dak's got to be one of those guys to justify the money. I'm not saying I'm not happy he got paid. He didn't deserve to get paid and all that. I'm saying at these numbers, he's going to have to make up for deficiencies on the Cowboys.
And you said that for everybody else. And I love, you know, how we parse these lists. And you say, and I love Deshaun Watson. Love Deshaun Watson. But can he make up for the mess that's in Houston?
Oh. Well, that's a whole different level of dysfunction.
Come on, let's be honest about that. So
Clarence,
to say that he can do it, he hasn't shown ability to do that.
Clarence, we have to wrap this up. I'd like to end on one question. Who's better, Deshaun Watson or Dak Prescott?
For the Cowboys, Dak Prescott.
No, Dak is better than Deshaun Watson?
For the Cowboys, yes. Dak Prescott.
Well, Deshaun, only because Deshaun, because when Deshaun plays the Cowboys, he's bad for them.
On and off the field.
You would, so I'm offering you Deshaun Watson for Dak Prescott. They make about the same. You're saying no?
I'm saying the Cowboys won.
That's
Dak
someone
Prescott.
I heard that phone ringing. That was your boy. Like, Clarence, have you lost your mind? Don't say that on the radio. People can hear you. Clarence Hill for the Fort Worth Star Telegram, friend of the show. Appreciate you coming on, brother. Hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Max, yes. Max, before you continue, can you just do one thing for me?
Yeah.
Can you read where our friend works? Can you just read that for me?
I can't do it one time well. The Fort Worth Star Telegram. And you know what's crazy? Right. English is my first language.
All right, get on out
the
of here.
The Fort Worth Star Telegram is a tongue twister for me for some reason. By the way, the whole Dallas-Fort Worth area, just call it Dallas. Enough already. Just call the whole thing Dallas. LeBron says there's something he wants to keep private. But should he? This is actually a serious issue. Sports is using technology to take the fan experience to the next level, like having digital fans in the stands. When it comes to hiring, there's one solution that's been advancing its technology for years, and that's ZipRecruiter, and now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max, M-A-X. Does LeBron need to speak up? Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So how do you feel about LeBron's position on a COVID vaccine being a private thing? As the face of the NBA, LeBron James is usually an open book on most subjects. The only time he took a hideout was on the China issue. He has a lot of business over there, and he wouldn't take a stand, but he said, look, these are... He's not as familiar with these issues as issues that affect, you know, communities here in the United States. I still thought it was understandable. I mean, when you don't talk because of money, you're kind of, and you talk on other issues, but when you have business, you don't talk. It's selling out. I understand. My price for selling out wouldn't be like the $1 billion that LeBron has in business with China. It'd be a lot lower than that, but it'd still be called selling out. But with the exception of that one issue, LeBron has stood up to be counted and to be heard. But not about COVID exactly. He plans to keep his decision over whether he'll get the COVID-19 vaccine private. Quote, that's a conversation that my family and I will have. Pretty much keep that to a private thing. Obviously, I saw Adam had his comments about the vaccination, but things like that, when you decide to do something, that's a conversation between you and your family and not for everybody. I'll keep it that way. Well, only if you – look, I understand why people would have – well, Stephen A. was making this point on TV today, why African Americans in this – you know, would feel suspicious of the government when it comes to something like vaccinations, given, oh, I don't know, the Tuskegee experiments, right? Like, but – and also athletes are careful about what they put in their bodies. And also there's a lot of low quality information out there about, you know, anti-vaxxers who are absurd. I mean, there's no link to anything they're talking about. Just the science does not support that. And by the way, I don't love the idea of vaccinations. Like, I get queasy getting a flu shot. Just the thought, wait, you're shooting a dead virus into my body? Ugh. Gotta put my head down for a few minutes just to, you know, like, I don't feel like getting up and walking right away, you know? So I get it. And also, this vaccine hasn't been around a long time. You might be afraid of side effects or, you know, but in the face of a pandemic, when you have vaccines that are shown to be extremely effective, the question as to whether or not you'll get them, if you have access to one, you should get one. It's that simple. You got access to a vaccine, get the vaccine. And it's not just for you, it's for everyone, but also very much for you. You know, there was once polio, and now there's not. Well, why do you think that is? Vaccine's going to get us out of this pandemic, global pandemic. But Stephen A. was also hesitant to be public about whether, you know, about him getting it. And he talked about how he's decided enough people were on him. Hey, you should be public about it because a lot of people are wary. And he came out and talked about it. In fact, I think LeBron talking about his misgivings, like I get an NBA player feeling that they don't want to be hypocrites if they're having mixed feelings or if they don't know what the long-term effects, if they're afraid of something like that, or paranoid about it, would be, and they don't want to encourage people to do something that they're not sure will be good, even though it will surely be good, just in case you're wondering. As soon as I can get it, I'm getting it. But I understand a player or who's not going to get it because they're crazy. I mean, you got to be nuts not to get this thing. But I understand them saying, I don't want to be in a PSA telling people to do something that I either don't want to do or have misgivings about. But I think it's valuable for a public figure like LeBron to talk about his misgivings publicly. Because if a lot of people aren't getting vaccinated because they have misgivings, then having that conversation publicly will help address those issues, the misconceptions, the thought process that he's going through. I think there's value in having that publicly. Everyone, this is a public health crisis. It's not a private health crisis. It's a public health crisis. And I hope that LeBron comes around to that way of thinking, that whatever he decides to do, and again, I think it's extremely foolish not to get the vaccine, but whatever he decides or any misgivings he has, he discusses those publicly because there will be value in it. Jerry wasn't smart waiting to sign Dak, but who's smarter than Max? It's a game we play on the show. It's coming up, the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio. It's presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection just got easier with more than 30 coverage options available. Progressive has you covered. More at progressivecommercial.com.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Did I say ESPN? What's that? The ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Did you miss any of the Max Kellerman Show today? Well, shame on you if you did. I'm not even going to tell you how you can find it. You better be there on time next time. All right, just this once, I'm going to tell you what happens if you miss any of the Max Kellerman Show, even a moment of it. You can always find both hours of the show posted daily as a podcast, available wherever you listen to podcasts. And Raj is going to have to download the show because there were technical difficulties and there was all kinds of problems on the show. And Raj couldn't find his password and Raj is going to have to find out what happened on the show. He's the producer.
Yeah.
He's going to have to find out what happened on the show on the podcast.
Part? Why are you skipping the breaking lead part?
What are you talking about? Richard in Manhattan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, we haven't had NBA basketball for 6 or 7 days. Mm-hmm. Now, LeBron James did not want to play the All-Star game. He represents less than 0.5% of the league. We would have had no basketball for 6 or 7 days. Adam Silver could have said before the season start, no, we won't have the All-Star game, but we're going to play 2 or 3 games instead of having 6 days, 7 days off. I mean, business-wise, this is terrible.
Well, the players have been asked, Richard in Manhattan, the players have been asked to do a lot. You know, after the bubble short turnaround, the whole thing, they could get a couple days off. Can't you, Richard, can't you give these guys a couple days off? Richard, what do you think? A couple days off?
It's not a couple, Max. It's 6-7 days.
Okay, but they played the All-Star game in between. They get a week break. How many days would be good for you for the NBA to get off?
It's a lot of days and no basketball. A lot of days and no
revenue. Listen, I understand. Well, forget about the revenue for a second. I like watching basketball. You know, I miss it too. But I think the guys deserve a little rest. These NBA players held it down when there was nothing else going on. And they agreed to live in a bubble. And they as soon as the finals are over, they turn around. They want them right back. And then they're playing an All-Star game they thought they wouldn't play. I don't know, Richard, you're being very hard on these players right now. Time for Smarter Than Max.
That's right, Max. You know, with Dak signing his contract, it got me thinking a little bit. Who's smarter than Max? Mm. Well, obviously Brendan every time, but I'll give you guys another chance. So I want to know.
Excuse me. Brendan
what?
Lost last time.
No, you guys tied.
That you might be true. Oh yeah, as a matter of fact, he would have won too. Because he came up with, who'd he come up with? And I would have said Stockton.
I said Jerry West.
And he came up with Jerry West. It was a good pull. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so for the 2021 season in the NFL, name me the top 10 moneymakers for that year, like the most, you know, the annual salary there. Go ahead, B, you're first this time.
For this coming season?
Correct, coming up, 21.
Aaron Rodgers.
It's not that hard. Okay, Aaron is number 5 on the list. That's right, Max, you know how to play.
Dak Prescott.
Number 2. Woo-hoo. We're only playing the Dallas music, Brendan. Jeez. All right. Go ahead.
Russell Wilson.
Give me another one.
Deshaun Watson.
Russell Wilson is number 3 on the name. What'd you say, Max?
Deshaun Watson.
Say it with your chest. Say it with some confidence.
Deshaun Watson. I'm so confident. It's like a ridiculous question. Deshaun Watson. Write it down.
That's wrong. That is incorrect. Brendan, you have won again. Play your music. He is not on the list, Max. That's why
he just signed $160 million.
I know. So in the beginning, it's low. And as it goes, it gets
higher. Right.
So Mahomes is number 1 because that is so big to begin with. Big Ben is still on the list at number 4. Jared Goff, woo-wee, number 6 on the list. Kirk Cousins, remember, they franchised him a couple times. And the guy you're synonymous with, Max, everyone knows you for, Wentz is on the list still. Woo, talk about bad deals. That's why I'm worried, man.
I should have just said Patrick Mahomes.
On the list at number 10.
I should have just said Patrick Mahomes. I thought for some reason Deshaun's was bigger than Mahomes right now, but it's the other way around. I'm very invested in this game, too. It's a pity. Joe in Florida, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Joe.
Hey, how are you, man? I'm a little nervous. Never called a national radio show before, but right. I'm 50 years old, and it's a pleasure to actually finally talk to someone other than local radio. But so
you've made the big time. You've called national this time. You've made the big time. You called national.
Well,
you thought what market do you normally call locally? What market do you normally call in?
Well, I'm from Dallas, Texas. The first 49 years of my life. We moved down here to South Florida about a year ago. So I usually just still stream those two major markets for the local stations there. I'm sure you know who they are. I probably can't name them. But
you could say whoever you want. It's okay. It's no big deal. But the fact is you've called a national show now. So what do you got to say?
Yeah, well, I want to say one thing real quick about I think it's a win-win for both sides on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, and I've been following the Cowboys since Tony Dorsett took that Monday Night Football back 99 yards against the Minnesota Vikings. I still remember when I was a young boy watching a console TV, sitting there watching that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long time. I'm with them through thick and thin. And first of all, what's our other option? Jerry Jones won't have time to draft anybody in the draft and then see what happens 2 or 3 years before down the road.
So why did he wait until now? You see, like, I understand what you're saying, but he waited till the last second, and now with all the deficiencies on defense, boy, let's put it this way.
The
Cowboys now have to hit in the draft. They got to hit in the draft, and unlike recent years, Joe in Florida, that offensive line is not the best in the world anymore. Guy retires, a guy gets hurt, a guy leaves. They've quietly supplemented with like second and third round picks here and there, but four out of five first years you're doing using first round picks on the offensive line. So now you got to address the offensive line in addition to the defense. You can't miss on any picks. They are their margin for error is slim once they give Dak this deal. And even if you hit on all the picks, is Dak good enough to win you a Super Bowl? That's the question. Dak is very good. Is he great? Boy, I for him, I hope so. As a Giants fan, I hope not. Jerry got the deal done. What now? Coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.